So the QAnon movement really is a movement that spun out of your digital soldiers. I'm tired of these QAnon people attacking
me. Maybe, I don't know that.
But you know some of them.
I think it's a disinformation campaign. I think it's a disinformation campaign that the CIA created. That's what I believe. Now, I don't know that for a fact, but that's what I think it is. I think it's a disinformation campaign. It's actually a very interesting article today out that was sent to me. I'll send it to you about how the QAnon movement has failed and all that. But I find it total nonsense, and I think it's a disinformation campaign created by the left, and the types of people that can create something like that are the kinds of people that we train for certain with certain skills in the CIA.
I'm aware that the CIA does it.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's what it was.
Yeah, I'm aware the CIA does programs where they'll give you 75% of the truth and then wrap it in a package that makes you look crazy to demean the truth
right.
They gave you. And I've always assumed that Q, as it originally started, may have been a white hat operation that got, in effect, kidnapped by the black hats. Or is either a black hat or a white hat. I don't know. I don't care. What Q stood for initially, I've always believed, one, there were Q drops. I never really understood them, didn't look at them. But I understood what Q stood for.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I feel like I'm trying to do here for myself in terms of my faith, I believe the only issue that's before this country right now that's of primary importance is to investigate the communist effort to steal our presidency.